Well, how are you?
Hey, we're doing all right here so far. How are things going leading into the official work day for you?
We have been very busy here, which is good. Typically, there is a downturn after Christmas, but no such thing this year. And on top of that, I decided to do a construction project. So between all those things, it's a full day.
I bet it is. Construction project. What were you thinking?
I typically don't. Because then, we start doing that, people expect it out of you.
Yeah, well, I understand that. And let's see. Well, let's talk about the History Center and what is going on. I guess the crazy quilt collection will stay on display, huh?
The crazy quilts are staying up because, again, it's a very, very good exhibit. Lisa did an excellent job, and we have some great quilts. And so, and along with those quilts in the same area, the Village School, the third graders at Village School, had their pop-up museum. And so the displays that they made for that are also on display. So on the first floor, we have the crazy quilts and the Village third graders.
All right. And the Ad Astra show, how'd that go?
The Ad Astra art show was a huge success. We really drew a lot of people interest and good crowds and really good art from the local artisans. So we had so much fun with that. We're going to do it again. This year we're going to do it for the entire month of January, maybe even carry on a little bit into February. But it's a very good event, primarily to celebrate Kansas Day, but also to celebrate Kansas art and artisans.
All right. And I did, we were talking with Casey Woods earlier this morning, Emporia Main Street, and he mentioned that the Show of Hands event for Main Street will be, I guess, happening at your wonderful third floor venue there.
It will be here?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we like to cooperate with whomever is in our area. And at last count, we do business with 75 other groups and organizations.
Wow. All right.
It's an amazing number.
Yeah, don't forget that third floor venue available.
Mm-hmm.
Contact Greg or Lisa down at the History Center for booking details there. What about Goodway Gardens, Sunday Goodway Gardens there?
So Goodway Gardens is a cooperative effort between us and Alexis Dawson. It takes place down at the Howe House. 315 East Logan Avenue. It is a evening of music and talks about art and beneficial plants and creates a community connection. This coming up April 7th, Sunday at 5 o'clock, Bad Alaskan, who is a native and spoken word artist, will be there performing. So if you have any questions about plants or music, or just general, come on down to the Howe House, April 7th at 5 o'clock, and we'll entertain you and educate you.
Yeah, no doubt about that. That's in year number two now. It's been a good partnership, and boy, they've had a very, very successful year number one. So again, mark that on your calendar, April 7th, Sunday, Goodwill Gardens, or Goodway Gardens, I should say, 5 until 8 at the Howe House. And your annual meeting, Greg, draws near.
The 86th annual meeting of the Lyon County Historical Society will be on March 23rd. That's a Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock, Saturday, March 23rd. Will be our regular annual meeting with some business aspects that need to be addressed. We'll have a social event. We'll also have a dessert bar. And entertainment this year is Annie Wilson and the Tallgrass Express. So should be a fun afternoon here at the History Center. It should be a beautiful day, and we'll talk about all things Lyon County Historical Society and have some good entertainment and some good desserts. So should be a fun day.
Yeah, I mean, you're going all out, a dessert bar and the Tallgrass Express. Come on.
Boy, oh boy.
Both things. We spare no expense when we take care of the members of the Historical Society.
What's coming up in April here, Greg? Because, I mean, clearly March is a full month for you, but what's coming up here next month?
So in April, we'll be participating in First Friday. We'll have some new exhibits. Lisa's working on those as we speak. The construction project that I'm so artfully constructing, should be done and ready to go. We are rearranging some things in the research area. We're just always moving forward. There's an expression that says, if you stay on the right track long enough, the train will run over you. So what we try to do is be on the right track and keep moving. And so April will be no less than that, and we'll have groups and schools, and the third floor will be rented. And, of course, disc golf is coming up, and then after that we'll have Unbound, and then it'll be summer. So, every day is a new and exciting day at the History Center, and we keep moving forward.
Indeed you do. Greg, thanks.
Thank you both. Have a great day.
All right, Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center. Good morning. It's 8:56.
KVOE, Country 101.7, and Mix 104.9 are celebrating the 40th year of Working Women After Hours on Thursday, April 4th at White Auditorium.